This is Nigel with See Beyond My Skin, and today I'm in Harlem at Minton's Playhouse, speaking with Cornel West. Dr. West is an American philosopher, political activist, social critic, actor, and public intellectual. Thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you, though, brother.
On my podcast, I usually ask two questions. How do you perceive yourself, and how do you fear others see you?
Ooh. Well, I tell you that I am first and foremost the second son of Irene and Clifton West and the brother of Clifton and Cynthia and Cheryl. And those are fundamental gifts in my life. So I'm first and foremost a member of the West family. I'm a product of Shiloh Baptist Church that always taught us that the kingdom of God is within us, and everywhere we go, we ought to leave a little heaven behind. So that's a spiritual formation, you see. And as a blues man and a jazz man, I want to be free, I want to be sensitive, and I want to be compassionate with others, and especially vulnerable people. So that's my fundamental identity. My fundamental identity is one of a spiritual and moral identity of a member of the West family coming out of Shiloh Baptist Church on the chocolate side of Sacramento, California.
You've been given a lot of hard-hitting questions, but what's a question that you want to be asked?
Oh, a question I want to be asked. My dear brother, I've never been asked that question of a question I want to be asked. You are quite a powerful questioner. I guess the question I'd love to be asked is your first question, which is what is the source of my own love and joy and commitment to freedom? Where that comes from, you see? And for me, it goes back to family, it goes back to faith, it goes back to fun, because I like to have fun. And the funk. I try to be a funk master. You see, and the funk tries to get beneath the superficial and beneath the deodorized language that tends to narrow and truncate complex situations. So what you find in the funk is the love, the courage, the freedom, and the fun. So you gotta have a sense of humor about yourself. Laugh at yourself. Laugh with others, not at others. And therefore, I love to be able to ask questions and be asked questions that have to do with all of those. Love, joy, laughter, fun, justice, and the funk.
I've never had a response like that.
I appreciate that.
You know, a lot of people talk about the defining moments of, Black history, Jim Crow or slavery, things like that. But nobody really talks about Black joy. Why is that?
Well, partly it's because, see, when you live in a society that has trouble keeping track of Black humanity, then you're not going to live in a society that's going to put a high premium on Black love and Black joy. I'll give you an example. April 1971, Marvin Gaye's What's Going On comes out. The whole album, so rich, so deep, speaking about love, joy, pain, sadness, sorrow. From the first note, What's Going On, all the way to Mercy, Mercy Me, the last song. That's a historic moment, you see, because it's an eruption, right? It interrupts any kind of pain and sorrow, because that music starts saturating your soul. I know you got your favorite albums too, right?
Yeah.
And when you feel them deeply, they become a part of you. See? Now, for the mainstream, that might not be that big a moment because he's not into black humanity, black joy, black love. Oh, it's another little album. He made some money. Interesting. No. That album was historic. You see, how come? Because it spoke to my heart, mind, and soul and gave me a joy that I don't have the words for. Ooh, that cuts deep, doesn't it? Doesn't get better than that. Doesn't get better than that. But only if you look at the world through a certain set of lens. If you look at the world through the lens of black joy and black love, it's a great moment. If you look at the world in terms of just another album to make some money, it's not that big a moment at all. So it depends on the lens through which you view things, you see. Very much so. I know that's an old album, 1971. Your mama wasn't even born, Harley. You know what I mean? Which year was your mama born? You're just hard to say. See, 1971 is 51 years. Yeah, she'd have to be 39. Yeah, I hear you, absolutely. So in that sense, though, brother, that history, it's inside of you in the most beautiful way because it's a part of the very culture that flows into you. Even some of the musicians that you're crazy about right now, they influenced by Marvin Gaye. Who is your favorite musician right now?
Kendrick, I guess.
Kendrick Lamar? Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord. You know who Kendrick was named after?
Who?
Eddie Kendricks, who sang falsetto for the Temptations. His mama named him after Kendricks, Eddie Kendricks, from Birmingham, Alabama. Eddie Kendricks, as a member of the Temptations, tied to a genius from Los Angeles, Kendrick Lamar. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting, you see? That tradition. So now Kendrick speaking to your heart and soul, right? He's a genius now. Not a whole lot of geniuses in the world. He's speaking your heart and soul. He comes right out of the matrix, right out of the tradition, right out of the context of so many of the people who I'm talking about. Eddie Kendricks and Marvin Gaye. They like wet on water. They like white on rice. That's the depth of their friendship. Because they both sing for Motown, right? Both in Detroit. So you see how this history links you and me and Kendricks and Lamar and Marvin Gaye, and we ain't got the Gladys Knight yet. I mean, it just flows in such a beautiful way. And that's why it's very important that you, as a brilliant, sharp, visionary, courageous young brother, to be always connected to the best of the tradition that has shaped you. Definitely. Definitely.
You live in Harlem, right?
I live on 110th Street, right around the corner. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part of living here?
Oh, I just love to see the everyday folk, you know, walk around with style and charm and determination and dignity. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful neighborhood. It really is, very much so. It really is. I know Melba's right around the corner. I get a chance to eat some good food on 114th Street. Just one example among the others. But it's a historic neighborhood, you know, and it carries with it some memories of some very magnificent people, many of whom the world does not know. They're not stars or celebrities. They're just hardworking, decent people trying to treat people right before they die. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. This grand institution that we're in right now, you know, has been consecrated by some of the most magnificent human beings you ever want to meet, of all colors, but disproportionately chocolate. Just like Harlem, open to all colors, disproportionately chocolate. Just like you, your beautiful chocolate, and me, my less beautiful chocolate, but still chocolate, you know what I mean? Definitely. You live in Harlem, too?
No, I live in Philly.
Oh, in Philadelphia. Oh, yeah. You came all the way up here. Oh, my brother. I know we're going to bring it to a close, but thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, y'all.
Thanks.
Oh, this is wonderful.
This is Nigel for CB On My Skin, and that was my interview with Cornel West.